Listen to this article. Predictions Friday. Final Oscar predictions. A tale of two streamers. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epic of belief. It was the epic of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going direct the other way. In short, the period was so far like the present period that some of its noisiest authorities insisted on its being received, for good or for evil, in the superlative degree of comparison only. Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities. It was a time when movie theaters no longer mattered in any significant way to the people who make them, the people who star in them, and the people who produce them. Even the films that faithfully headed to theatrical walked into a trap. Other than Dune, with $108 million, the films that counted on an industry standing behind them for their efforts could not roust their target audience out of their COVID cocoons. Drive My Car, $1 million. Belfast, $9 million. Nightmare Alley, $11 million. King Richard, $15 million. Licorice Pizza, $17 million. West Side Story, $38 million. By the end, it didn't turn out to be a war between the old way and the new. The two films in contention for Best Picture are both streamers. One is Apple with Coda, with the least number of Oscar nominations, and the other is Netflix with The Power of the Dog, with the most nominations. Both films are directed by white women. Both films are highly reviewed by the critics at Rotten Tomatoes. But one film, Coda, has something the others don't. It has something and someone to root for that isn't problematic in any way. Coda isn't a bad movie. In fact, it fits my own definition of the only kind of movie that can win Best Picture, which is it's a movie you can sit anyone down in front of and they will get, if not love it. Anyone you know, anywhere in the country. Coda, I was surprised to find out, is even liked on the right side of the aisle. A review over at Ben Shapiro's The Daily Wire has the headline. How can I complain about that when I have spent the better of a year infuriating my readers by my push towards some kind of awareness of the other half of America? The problem for the Oscars right now isn't even just the red states. Although those who vote on these awards don't seem to realize it because they are trapped in the same system as all of us are. This season we build where we find the Oscar voters their perfect specialty meal in first class. All they have to do is lift the silver dome and taste it. If they like it, they vote for it. If they don't, they won't. There is no organic process to finding Best Picture. Not now at least. Not as we make our inevitable ascent, or descent, out of the world of tickets bought and fair market assessments. We are in the White House screening room. Meanwhile, we were blown away when at POTUS and at FLOTUS told us that they loved hashtag CODA film and its theme of family authenticity. We also found out that the White House staff cried when they watched the film. Love you gesture light skin tone. Love you gesture light skin tone at Apple TV plus pic.twitter.com/3JN7FOCB8C. Marley Matlin, at Marley Matlin, March 23, 2022. And we are moving in that direction. For all of our hand-wringing over Netflix all of these years, all of that fear that they were destroying movies and movie theaters, for all of the animosity aimed at Ted Sarandis and all of the money they have spent trying to win Oscars, all of that was wiped clean away when the right movie about the right thing that hit the right notes and tickled the right spots came along. Now, looking at how the movies that stuck with theatrical weren't rewarded for it even a little bit, they all better drop to their knees and thank Buddha that Netflix exists. And perhaps now they have realized it. Every major award has gone to a streaming platform. Golden Globe. Netflix Critics' Choice. Netflix BAFTA. Netflix Producers Guild. Apple Directors Guild. Netflix Screen Actors Guild. Apple. The only group that awarded a theatrical movie was the Toronto International Film Festival's Audience Award, way, way back in the time of the dinosaurs, and that movie was Belfast. So I don't want to hear another word, not another single word from anyone about Netflix or streaming. The awards community has spoken, the people who watch their movies have spoken. It is over. Perhaps, as someone mentioned in an Ankler piece a day or so ago, once the industry crosses over completely, there might be another explosion of creativity and competition. But ultimately, Once you take away the ticket-buying public and you must depend on competing for subscribers, that just puts all into our individual spheres, our hives, our little mini-universes where we must follow the guidelines of that corporation's edicts. Woke capitalism means you can be ejected at any time for saying the wrong thing or thinking the wrong thing. If you are found out, that is. I can only hope these large companies don't become the inner party of 1984. The year began as it always does, at Telluride, on the heels of Venice, in a year where the Oscars were going to be extended by 1 month. The Power of the Dog and Belfast seemed to be the two movies to beat. No one was really thinking about Coda except for a couple of guys on Twitter who really liked the movie and kept saying it was going to win. Belfast, despite being a crowd-pleaser and a feel-good movie, is harder to connect with because its plot is complex. Large consensus voters can't parse complex. Trust me on that one. The Power of the Dog is even more complex than Belfast. It requires you must lean into it, to reach in and access what it is really about. Can thousands of all different kinds of people do that? I personally never thought The Power of the Dog could win Best Picture, certainly not on a ranked choice ballot. But I watched as Belfast was not only ignored but actively destroyed as a contender. Not overtly destroyed, this wasn't Green Book. But surely had it won any major award, it might have been. Hollywood is in the grips of a white man scare, where any white man is less appealing to put in any position of power, let alone win awards. It isn't even just about white men, it's men in general. It took me watching the Honest Trailers version of the Oscars to see that most people thought it was weird that King Richard was about the dad instead of Venus and Serena. This is a forced change, not a natural one. It has to be. Natural change was taking too long. It is a collective effort towards a kind of equity. The BAFTAs forced it a different way, with committees, but here, after the Green Book win, there has been a collective effort to push change. That's why we're in the second year where films by two women are competing for the prize. When you consider this shift, and you think about streaming, you can see a perfect storm to create an awards dynamic that can be the change it seeks. When the box office is involved, pre-COVID times anyway, the free market tells you what movies people like to watch. Male protagonists have always been the default. Movies directed by men always make more money. Always. Hollywood hasn't stuck to male-driven fare because they are evil. They did it to make the most money. Even on streaming, the films led by male stars were the most viewed. I fully expect Coda, should it win on Sunday, to do what Apple needs it to do. Bring more people to their subscription platform. Listen, I am an Apple consumer of the highest order. I have the watch, the laptop, the M1 iMac. I have the latest iPhone. I wait for their announcements. I use their fitness app. I know that with Apple I am always going to get something beautiful to hold in my hands and something smartly designed. I would prefer if they didn't ship their products overseas to be built by various questionable labor forces, but in America and especially on the left, we can't talk about that. I think Coda might be the film version of what Apple does, even if it isn't their own homegrown product. It is a satisfying theatrical experience that makes you feel good about the world. The Academy, for its part, has decided to live stream the Oscars in American Sign Language. The Oscar voters are never going to head down the path towards awarding or even nominating Spider-Man: No Way Home. That kind of theatrical experience, save for the crafts, will be kept outside of their Shangri-La. But streaming gives them a final resting place. And so it was decided and so it was done. So clap for them when they close the circle at last. The ratings won't matter eventually, once the telecast buys a ticket to the land of the streamers. Then, as with the film that is probably going to win Best Picture, it can exist without a lot of people having seen it or paid to see it. Under a million on streaming, a million at the box office, three Oscar nominations, have you ever seen anything like it? We are living through a strange time in this country, a fourth turning. Out go the baby boomers, and in come the millennials and Generation Z. Good on the Academy for appealing to them in their own language by inviting influencers to the telecast to send out clips. That's the way to survive now. That is the only way to survive in a generational shift like this one. We are also potentially headed into a world war. And things or all of us might dramatically change. When you think about all of these things put together, Coda does make sense. It is a bridge from one world to another, one generation to another, one Oscar era to another. Here are my final predictions. As with all things, adapt or die. Best Picture, CODA, SAG Ensemble, WGA, PGA. Alternate, The Power of the Dog, Globe, BAFTA, DGA, potential spoiler. Belfast, Toronto Audience Winner, Globe Screenplay Winner. The rest of the nominees don't look up King Richard, Nightmare Alley, Dune, Drive My Car, West Side Story, Licorice Pizza. Best Director, Jane Campion, The Power of the Dog. The nominees, Kenneth Branagh, Belfast, Paul Thomas Anderson, Licorice Pizza, Ryusuke Hamaguchi, Drive My Car, Steven Spielberg, West Side Story. Adapted Screenplay, CODA, Sean Hader, BAFTA, WGA. Alternate, The Power of the Dog, Jane Campion. The nominees, The Lost Daughter, Maggie Gyllenhaal, Scripter, Drive My Car, Ryusuke Hamaguchi, Takamasa Oh, potential spoiler, Dune, John Spaihts, and Denis Villeneuve, and Eric Roth. Original Screenplay, Belfast, Kenneth Branagh, Globe Winner. Alternate, Licorice Pizza, Paul Thomas Anderson. Wildcard, The Worst Person in the World, Eskel Vogt, Joachim Trier, potential spoiler. The nominees, King Richard, Zach Baylin, possible, Don't Look Up, Adam McKay, David Sirota. If it wins the WGA, then maybe. Best Actor, Will Smith, King Richard, Globe, SAG, Critics' Choice Winner. The nominees, Benedict Cumberbatch, The Power of the Dog, Javier Bardem, Being the Ricardos, Andrew Garfield, Tick, Tick, Boom. Denzel Washington, The Tragedy of Macbeth. Best Actress, The Best Actress race remains suspenseful. Pete Hammond and Clayton Davis, along with Jeff Wells, have predicted Penelope Cruz to upset based on the chatter among Academy members. Parallel Mothers is the best of the bunch as a film. Cruz is beloved in the industry. It's definitely possible, but I will still go with Jessica Chastain, The Eyes of Tammy Faye, SAG winner. Alternate, Penelope Cruz, Parallel Mothers wildcard, Kristen Stewart, Spencer. The nominees, Nicole Kidman, Being the Ricardos, Olivia Colman, The Lost Daughter. Best Supporting Actor, Troy Kotsur, CODA, SAG, Critics' Choice Winner. The nominees, Cody Smit-McPhee, The Power of the Dog, Globe Winner, Kieran Hines, Belfast, Jesse Plemons, The Power of the Dog, J.K. Simmons, Being the Ricardos. Best Supporting Actress, Ariana Debus, West Side Story, SAG, Critics' Choice, Globe Winner. The nominees, Anjanue Ellis, King Richard, Jesse Buckley, The Lost Daughter, Judi Dench, Belfast, Kirsten Dunst, The Power of the Dog. Best Animated Feature, most likely, Encanto could also be, The Mitchells vs. the Machines. The nominees, Flea, Luca, Raya and the Last Dragon. Best Cinematography, Dune, Greg Fraser. Alternate, The Power of the Dog, Ari Wegner. The nominees, Nightmare Alley, Dan Lausen, The Tragedy of Macbeth, Bruno Delbonnel, West Side Story, Janusz Kaminski. Best Costume Design, most likely, Cruella, Jenny Beavan. The nominees, Dune, Jacqueline West and Robert Morgan. Nightmare Alley, Luis Sequeira, West Side Story, Paul Tazewell, Cyrano, Massimo Cantini Perini and Jacqueline Duran. Best Documentary Feature, most likely, Summer of Soul. The nominees, Flea, Ascension, Attica, Writing with Fire. Documentary Short, Audible. The nominees, The Queen of Basketball, Three Songs for Benazir, When We Were Bullies, Lead Me Home. Best Editing, Dune, Joe Walker. Alternate, King Richard, Pamela Martin. The nominees, The Power of the Dog, Peter Cibera's Tick, Tick, Boom. Myron Kirstein and Andrew Weisblum, Don't Look Up, Hank Corwin. International Feature, Drive My Car, Japan. The nominees, Flea, Denmark, The Hand of God, Italy, Lunana. A Yak in the Classroom, Bhutan, The Worst Person in the World, Norway. Makeup and Hairstyling, The Eyes of Tammy Faye. The nominees, House of Gucci, Coming to America, Cruella, Dune. Original Score, Dune, Hans Zimmer. The nominees, Encanto, Germaine Franco, Don't Look Up, Nicholas Britell, Parallel Mothers, Alberto Iglesias, The Power of the Dog, Johnny Greenwood. Original song, No Time to Die, from No Time to Die, Billie Eilish and Finneas O'Connell. The nominees, Down to Joy, from Belfast, Van Morrison, Be Alive, from King Richard, Dixon and Beyoncé, Knowles Carter, Dos Oruguitas, from Encanto, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Somehow You Do, from Four Good Days, Diane Warren. Best Production Design, Most Likely, Dune Alternate, Nightmare Alley. The nominees, Nightmare Alley, The Power of the Dog, The Tragedy of Macbeth, West Side Story. Best Animated Short Film, Bestia Alternate, Robin Robin. The nominees, The Windshield Wiper, Affairs of the Art Box Ballet. Best Live Action Short, The Long Goodbye Alternate, and should win, I'll Catch You, Take and Run. The nominees, The Dress on My Mind, Please Hold. Best Sound, Dune. The nominees, Belfast, No Time to Die, The Power of the Dog, West Side Story. Visual Effects, Dune. The nominees, Spider-Man, No Way Home, Free Guy, No Time to Die, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. It's been a really fun year, despite it all. If you've read this far, thank you for being an awards daily reader. All the best for a fun Sunday. I will be attending the Oscars and will report back my findings from my visit to Shangri-La. Share this. Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, WhatsApp, print.